The Summer Olympics may be over, but for the past week, world-class athletes with physical disabilities have been competing in 20 sports at the Paralympic Games in China. From member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut, Craig Lamolt has the story of the three-man team representing the United States in the Paralympic sport of sailing.
Any sailor will tell you that getting their boat ready to hit the water involves a lot of preparation, and that means tying a lot of knots. But just imagine for a moment how you'd do that if you only had one arm.
Well, one of the things you'll notice is that I use my teeth for a lot of things because with only one hand to actually operate stuff, you got to be able to hold things at the same time as you're actually working on them.
So. Yeah. Tim Angle is sitting on the deck of a white 23-foot, 8-inch sonar-class sailboat. The 30-year-old from Marblehead, Massachusetts, wears a goatee, wraparound sunglasses, and a U.S. sailing team T-shirt. He's rigging the boat up for a day of practice on the Long Island Sound. Angle is missing his left arm, as well as several fingertips on his right hand. He says what a skilled sailor with two arms could do in 5 minutes takes him about a half an hour.
I kind of find it relaxing. Just to chill out and sort of work on a little problem for a while. I like to tinker, so actually having one arm is in a way more fun because you have to figure out new ways to tinker.
Angle went for his first sail when he was 2.5 weeks old, and he's been on boats ever since. He was on the sailing team at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, but his arm was amputated in his freshman year after he got bacterial meningitis. His teammate, Bill Donahue, from Brick, New Jersey, is missing his right leg below the knee as a result of an accident. He's 56 years old and has been a sailor his whole life. He says he was reluctant to try disabled sailing.
To be honest with you, I thought that the quality of sailing wouldn't be there. And when I raced my first disabled race, I got very turned around to that aspect because I saw what a bunch of fantastic sailors they were, you know, as good as any able-bodied sailor out there.
When you come around that leeward mark, you know, after you've got the rig really loose...
Out on the water, Coach Betsy Allison rides alongside in a small motorboat, blowing a whistle to direct them to tack or jibe and barking instructions.
Take some of the slop out of the backstay just for the rounding. You know in the 2-4 when your jib inverts? That happens with this, with the rig that loose.
From here, the sailboat looks graceful, the white sail glowing in the sun and swinging back and forth as they tack and jibe. But on the sailboat, it's a different, more hectic reality.
Ready to jibe, Bill.
That's skipper Rick Dewar calling out instructions from the stern. The 47-year-old from Clifton, New Jersey, lost the use of his legs in a car accident about 16 years ago. Just before the boat turns and the boom swings overhead, he grabs a bar that runs across the back of the boat with both hands and pulls himself from one side to the other across a bench that's designed for paraplegic skippers.
Hold.
In the middle of the boat is Tim Angle, controlling the mainsail, pulling a line that's wrapped around his one scarred hand. In the bow, Bill Donahue balances on his one foot, using both hands to work the jib and the other control lines.
He's going. Hold. Pick that.
Donahue says he's proud to be representing his country at the Paralympic Games. He says the opportunity to compete in China is one of the best things that ever happened to him. For NPR News, I'm Craig Lamolt.
The Paralympic sailing competition ended yesterday, and the three-man U.S. team finished in eighth place.